Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop will be up shortly, ladies and gentlemen. We are excited about being here with you today, and you better believe it, ladies and gentlemen. For those believers all across the globe, you better give God some praise, and even the unbelievers, you better give them some praise. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Elder Kevin Barnes here with you today. I want to give you that call-in number for prayer tonight or just listen in tonight. 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. 347-843-4559 You can tweet that number out, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Nextdoor, whatever it takes, Instagram. Put that number out there, 347-843-4559. I am convinced, ladies and gentlemen, everybody on the planet needs prayer unto the Lord. Absolutely, absolutely. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, also, too, we're going to read part of the Word today. I want to encourage you to read the entire chapter of Psalms 24 coming up. I'll be reading verses 7 through 10 on Psalms 24 as we move forward in the Word. So we thank God for His awesomeness. We thank God for the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit as we go to the Word. God bless you. Amen. Yes, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Psalms 24, 7 through 10. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. There's a lot of songs on this one, ladies and gentlemen, on that one. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Shalom. Wow, I tell you, that's a powerful word right there, ladies and gentlemen. Give God some praise for that word tonight. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Well, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're also excited about, we're going to have, after Bishop prays, we're going to bring in Minister Tamika to share a word with us tonight as well. So after Bishop, we'll have Sister Tamika come in as well, and we're excited about that. If you would, though, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together as we bring in the man of God, Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us again tonight. God bless you.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you once again to be in your presence. We thank you, Lord, for this day that you've made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever to all generations. We thank you, Lord, for your word. God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you honor tonight. We glorify your name. We lift your name up. And Father God, your word says, so shall your word be, that goeth forth out of your mouth shall not return unto your void, but it will accomplish that to you send it. And Father, we thank you tonight, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, as you cancel every assignment of the enemy, and Father God, because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, O Heavenly Father, for the people of God all over this world, for the men and women, the boys and girls all over this world. I pray tonight, O Heavenly Father, God, that you have not given them the spirit of fear, that you will, God, you will cancel that spirit that comes to bring fear. You will cancel that spirit that comes to bring doubt. You will cancel that spirit to come bring confusion. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. We walk by faith and not by sight. And Father, we don't walk in fear. We don't walk in doubt. We don't walk in unbelief. But God, we decree and declare your word that no evil shall come near our dwelling. No evil, no plague shall be able to overtake us. I don't care how long COVID-19 will be around, God, that you have not given us a spirit of fear against, oh God, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but Father, you have given us a sound mind. God, we thank you for sound minds tonight. We thank you for sound minds of men, women, boys, and girls all over this world. We pray for families, God, having a sound mind tonight. We pray, God, for loved ones that are having sound minds tonight. We pray, oh Heavenly Father, for our communities, our neighborhoods, our cities, our government. Father, in the name of Jesus, our mothers, our fathers, our sisters, our brothers, Father, we pray tonight against every spirit that bring fear and doubt and confusion. We pray against that spirit tonight. And Father, we walk by faith and not by sight. And Father, we decree and declare, because you said one could put 1,000 and two could put 10,000 aside. God, we stand on your word tonight. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, Yeshua, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our present help in the time of trouble. We thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, that your power, you still have the same power, the same authority, the same ability to heal and to deliver and to set free. You are able to set the captive free, those that have been bound by cocaine, those that have been bound by all types of drugs, we all that have been bound by all types of sin. You are able to set them free tonight. And Father, we thank you tonight, God, for the believer tonight, that we will not walk in fear. We pray against that spirit that has been released out in the airwaves from the television, God. We pray against that spirit that has been released out, and God, people are walking in fear. They're afraid to go out of the house. They're afraid to go to the grocery store. They're afraid to go around the neighbor. They're afraid to be around one another. But Father, you have not given us that spirit of fear, but you've given us love, power, and of a sound mind. Father God, you've given us wisdom, oh God. And Father, we thank you tonight. We walk in wisdom. We don't walk in fear. We don't walk in doubt. We don't walk in confusion. But Father, we give you glory tonight. And Father, we breathe your word over the airways tonight. We breathe your word over the airways tonight. And Father God, we thank you for your protection. Lord, we thank you for your protection. We thank you for your healing power, your delivering power, your keeping power. Father, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that are working on the front lines, oh Heavenly Father. We pray for those that are working in the grocery stores, the clothing stores, all other places, God. We pray, God, that you give them strength, you give them endurance. Father, we thank you tonight that you are protecting them from all the evil. You are protecting them from all the viruses. Father God, you are protecting them, God, and you have not given us a spirit of fear. We pray against that spirit tonight has been sent out, the lying spirit, God. We pray against that lying spirit tonight. We pray against that lying spirit that has been sent out all over the world, all over the communities, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood tonight, and we cancel that assignment right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, because you have not given us a spirit of fear. And Father, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Satan, the Lord rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. Take your hands off the minds of the people. Take your hands off the minds of the people, God, in the name of Jesus. Cover them in your blood, and we give you thanks for it tonight. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You're raising up a generation that will serve you, will live for you, will walk with you, will talk with you, will believe you, God. We stand sure and affirm on your word, God, no matter what the reports are being said. We believe the report of the Lord when everybody else disagree with the word, God. We agree with what your word says. So shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. In other words, your word has been spoken, God. Your word has been spoken, Jesus. We thank you for it tonight. We praise God in the name for families tonight. We for those that's in the hospital tonight. We pray for those that are sick at home tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood. And Father, we thank you for your healing power. We thank you, God, that fever is being broken, that fever is being destroyed. Father God, we thank you, God, they're breathing on their own, oh God. They're breathing without the ventilators, Father, in the name of Jesus. You're healing them right now. We give you glory for it. We thank you for that mother. We thank you for that father. We thank you for that daughter. We thank you for that son being healed right now, that cousin, that nephew, whatever. Oh, God, you're being healed right now in the name of Jesus. We give you glory for it tonight. We walk in the victory of Jesus Christ. We have overcome by the word of God. We have overcome by the word of God. We have overcome. We have overcome. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we glorify you. Father God, in the name of the, he that dwelleth in the the secret place of the Most High, abideth under the shadow of the Almighty. We thank you for your assurance tonight. God, we thank you for your assurance. We thank you for your word. We know that it's already done according to your will. We give you praise tonight as you look on pastors, as you look on congregation, as you look on members, everywhere, God, look on your people. Heavenly Father, God, we give you glory and honor. We thank you, God, you're opening the doors that have been closed. You're making ways out of no way, Lord. You're providing, God. You're giving them another idea. You're giving them another vision, Father. We thank you for the vision of God, God, because everything is going down, but the word of God shall stand forever and last forever. And Father God, we thank you. You're setting us in a place that a blessed place. We're walking in blessing. We're talking in blessing. We're living blessing. Father, we thank you right now. You're blessing your people everywhere. You're blessing those that's without. Even now, God, you're opening the door. You're touching some heart tonight. Father, we give you glory for it. We pray, your Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, as you encourage that family, God. Encourage that God family that lost loved ones, God. Encourage them tonight, God, to hold fast to your word. Hold fast to your promises. And Father, we give you glory for it. Look on that man incarcerated, that woman, that child is incarcerated tonight. God, we know you're able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think of. And Father, we thank you, God, even as you open the door for Paul and Silas, God, you're able to open the door, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you, thank you, Lord, you're setting them free, God. We thank you right now, you're making a way, God. You're touching the judge, God. You're touching the lawyer's heart. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise. And Father, we give you honor. We magnify you. We call it so even now, Lord. We call healing, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank your blessings are coming from the east, the west, the north, the south. We thank you your blessings are overtaking your people everywhere. We thank you, God, those even without are being blessed even now. God, when it seems like all hope is gone, God, we thank you for that door being opened. We thank you for that vision, God. We thank you for another opportunity, and we give you praise for it tonight. And Heavenly Father, we pray for families, God, as you continue to unite families, God. Continue to unite sisters and brothers, families, mothers and fathers, husbands and wives. Unite them in the name of Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor. In the name of Jesus, we come against every attack of the enemy, and we plead the blood of Jesus tonight, and we walk in victory as never before. We call those things to be not as though they already are, because God, you told us to speak your word. You told us to speak your word, and we thank you for it tonight. We decree and declare, it is done. We thank you, God, because if one put 1,000, two could put 10,000 aside. And God, we see the enemy being defeated even now. And Father, we thank you today, God. We thank you for members. We thank you for loved ones. God, that they will not walk around in fear. They will not walk around in doubt and confusion. But, Father, they will walk around in victory and joy and peace, knowing that you have them covered under your blood. We give you praise for it tonight, and we lift your name up. We pray for pastors tonight, oh, Heavenly Father. We pray for their congregations, oh, Heavenly Father. We pray for leaders everywhere in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, God. We glorify you. God, we thank you. You're opening the doors for that family, God. You open the way and make way, Lord. You're providing a way out of no way. And God, you've given them created minds, God, that God will provide more and more resources for them. And we give you praise, God. And we thank you for all of those that have been given to those that are hungry, given for those that are without. We thank you tonight for those that are resources. We thank you, God, that you've taught our hearts that we can be a help to one another. God, we thank you as you continue to unite the body of Christ. And God, keep our minds in perfect peace as we're being stayed on you. And we give you glory for it tonight. We thank you for the days ahead, because the days is going to be better than the yesterday is going to be. Tomorrow is going to be better than it was today. God, we thank you for up ahead that it's already done. We call it so in the name of Jesus, as you bless that man that even about to commit suicide, that woman about to commit suicide. God, we catch them, God, and let them know that they have a reason to live. They have a great reason to live. And Father, we give you glory. You have put them there for a purpose on this earth realm to manifest your glory in the earth realm. And we thank you for it, and we praise you as you continue to look on our government, look on our head official everywhere, Lord. Look on our president. God, look on our leaders. God, look on the police department. Father, in the name of Jesus, those that are the nurses, those that work in the hospital, God, Lord, looking in the critical care. Father, those in the nursing home, God, we ask you to look on your people. God, we thank you, Lord. We walk in victory. And Father, you're healing that man that has cancer, God, and the doctor's giving up on it. But God, we know that you are a healer. We know that you specialize. And Father, we pray for, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the night, God, the Johnson family. Father, in the name of Jesus, as you heal him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, God, you heal, God, in the name of Jesus, you heal him from the crown of his head and the sole of his feet. We give you thanks for it, God. You're drying up cancer, God. We thank you, God. You're drying up tumors, God. We thank you, God. You're drying up the whole, God. Sugar diabetes, Father God, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory tonight as you heal them from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet. We give you thanks, and we'll continue to walk in victory. We'll continue to give glory to you, God, and we'll let the world know that you are the answer. And we give you thanks for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop just prayed for you, your family, your neighbor, your city, your state, ladies and gentlemen, your nation, and around the world. Thank you so much, Bishop, for that powerful prayer. I just want to give the Lord another hand clap of praise as we bring up Minister Tamika. God bless you, Sister Tamika.
God bless you. God bless you. We thank God for that mighty prayer. We thank God for prayer, that fervent prayer. And we thank God for you, Elder Kevin. Thank you for the platform. We thank you on tonight. We just want to exalt God and bless him and magnify him for another day above ground, which is a good day. Amen. And I just want to encourage you on tonight that even though we're in the middle of a pandemic and we have so much chaos and everything going on, our lives have been different. We live in a different normal now. But I just want to come to let you know tonight that we're also in a season of manifestation, that we're in a season of answered prayer, that God is answering prayers and manifesting himself for the people of God. Amen. We are that city that sit upon a hill, and our light shines on tonight. Amen. And I just want to encourage you and to remind you to not stop writing your vision. Don't stop writing your prayers. Amen. Because Habakkuk said that it is for an appointed time, and it hastens toward the end. It shall not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not be delayed. And I'm here to tell you now that those things that you have written down, those things that you have pondered in your heart, amen, that God is manifesting those things on our behalf on tonight. So I say unto you, keep praying on tonight. I say unto you, keep writing the vision and making it plain. I say unto you, keep speaking your words of affirmations on tonight. Keep telling yourself that I can and I will on tonight. Keep telling yourself that if God be for me, who can be against me? Amen. Keep telling yourself that he's more with me than those against me. Amen. Just keep telling yourself, and it will surely come to pass. Amen. And also write it down. Write it down and look at it. Read it over and over and over again. Speak it out loud. Amen. Do the work that's needed to be done. And just know that God is on your side, that we are in a season of answered prayers and manifestation on tonight. Go back and read Habakkuk 2, 1-3, and he talks about how the Lord answered him and told him to write the vision and make it plain upon tablets that he may run that readeth it. Amen. That means let the people around you know. Make it plain and clear that you believe that your God is big and that your God can manifest big things in your life. Let him know. Let them know around you that your household shall be saved. Let them know, amen, that that hateful husband will be saved, that that wayward wife will come in. And let them know so that when they see it manifest, they will know that it was God. Amen. Just walk in your manifestation. Walk in your answered prayers on tonight. Be blessed. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. What a powerful, powerful prayer there, Sister Demetrius. Thank you so much for the word from the Lord, from the woman of God tonight. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. I do want to give you time. If you do have a specific prayer request or comment, feel free to hit star one on your phone. Give you a few seconds for that. If you do have a prayer request, I am convinced that, ladies and gentlemen, everybody on the planet needs prayer unto the Lord. And we're going to pray for the believers and the unbelievers as we move forward. Yes, 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 yes. We thank God for you. Amen. Amen. It's a wonderful evening, ladies and gentlemen. What a great time to be with Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw as well tonight. So thank you so much for all those who are online. And once again, if you do have a prayer request, specific prayer request, we don't miss anybody, hit *1 on your phone, *1. I'll give you a few seconds if you do want to respond to that, because I don't want to miss anybody during this time unto the Lord. Amen. We just know that God is good, ladies and gentlemen. God is so good. He is awesome. Let's just give him another round of applause before we go to Bishop. Back to Bishop here in a second. Amen. Amen. All right. We're going to give it back over to Bishop. Thank you, Bishop.
Thank you, Elder Kevin. Thank you, Vandy Samika, for that word of encouragement tonight. As we continue to hold fast to the word of God and continue to pray and know that God is answering our prayers. God is answering our prayers. And be in expectation of a miracle every moment you get. Don't give up on your dream. Do not give up on your vision, as Vandy Samika has spoken and said. Do not quit at this time. This is the best time to get started. This is the best time to start your prayer life. This is the best time to move forward on the things that God has been placing in your heart. This is the best time to do what you've been putting on hold to do, is step out in faith like Peter did. Step out the boat, praise God, that know that God is in control and he has you covered. God has you covered and he has you on his mind. And he's looking to do great things for you. You be blessed. Hold fast. We are praying for you. We'll continue to pray that God do great things in your life. God bless you.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much for that powerful benediction and change for prayer tonight. Thank you so much, Bishop. Hey, Joe, I want to encourage everybody from my household to yours just to up your prayer, up your fasting, up your faith tonight in the name of Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. We got to keep it moving, as Dr. Crenshaw always says, keep it moving, ladies and gentlemen, but up that prayer, up that belief, up that faith, whatever you got to do tonight. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to leave you with a wonderful song tonight. You know, one of my favorite scriptures is "May the joy," and this is for you as well, "May the joy of the Lord be your strength." But I know Bishop and Doc love this song from Richard Smallwood, "Center of My Joy." So we're going to leave that wonderful song with you all tonight. We want you to have a great rest of the evening. We want you to have a powerful and productive week. And call somebody in your family, friends, coworkers, business partners. Let them know how much you love them. Let them know you're praying for them. And know that Jesus is Lord. God bless you. Here's the song.
Heart of my contentment. hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. When I've lost my direction, you're the compass for my way. You're the fire and light when nights are long and cold. In sadness, you are the laughter that shatters all my fears. When I'm all alone, your hand is there to hold.
Give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we leave you. Take care. Goodbye. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.